2 Kings chapter 8. Then Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, "Rise up, and you go in your household and travel wherever you can travel, because Yahweh has called for a famine, and it will also come upon the land for 7 years." And the woman rose and did after the saying of the man of Yahweh. And she went with her household, and traveled in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. And it came to pass, at the 7 years' end, that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went out to cry to the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of Yahweh, saying, "Tell me, I ask of you, all the great things that Elisha has done." And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how Elisha had restored a dead body to life, that the woman, whose son that Elisha had restored to life, cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, "My master, O king, this is the woman, this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed to her a certain officer, saying, "Restore all that was hers, and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even till now." And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told to him, saying, "The man of Yahweh is coming here." And the king said to Hazael, "Take a present in your hand and go, meet the man of Yahweh, and inquire of Yahweh through him, saying, 'Shall I recover of this disease?'" So Hazael went to meet him, and took a present with him. Even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camels' burdens worth, and came and stood in front of him and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to you, saying, 'Shall I recover of this disease?'" And Elisha said to him, "Go, say to him, 'You may certainly recover. However, Yahweh has showed me that he will surely die.'" And he settled his countenance steadfastly till he was ashamed, and the man of Yahweh wept. And Hazael said, "Why do you weep, my master?" And he answered, "Because I know the evil that you will do to the children of Israel. Their strongholds will you set on fire, and their young men will you kill with the sword, and will dash their children and rip up their women with child." And Hazael said, "But what? Is your servant a dog that he would do this great thing?" And Elisha answered, "Yahweh has showed me that you will be king over Syria." And so he departed from Elisha, and came to his master, who said to him, "What did Elisha say to you?" And he answered, "He told me that you would surely recover." And it came to pass on the next day that he took a thick cloth, and dipped it in water, and spread it upon the king's face, so that he died. And Hazael reigned in his stead. And in the 5th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, then king of Yehuda, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, began to reign. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of Yahweh. Yet Yahweh would not destroy Yehuda for David his servant's sake, as he promised to give him always a light to his children. In his days Edom revolted from under the hand of Yehuda, and made a king over themselves. And so Joram went over to Zair, and all the chariots with him, and he rose at night and smote the Edomites, which compassed him all around, and the captains of the chariots, and the people fled to their tents. Yet Edom revolted from under the hand of Yehuda to this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time. And the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Yehuda? And Joram slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, did Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Yehuda, begin to reign. 22 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, king of Israel. And he walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and did evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did the house of Ahab, because he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. And he went with Joram, the son of Ahab, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, in Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Joram. And King Joram went back to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. End of chapter 1.